first of all, credit to the fire service and their response and the way they've dealt with it for the employees. And we're talking 15 employees speaking to them this morning. They're obviously quite shocked and obviously very concerned about what their future will bring. And I think as a city, we need to galvanise behind them and make sure that firstly that they're relocated to other employment. And that process has begun this morning to try to have those conversations with their head office and indeed with the City Centre Initiative and the Chamber of Commerce. They have them relocated, and then they're very determined, that the number of staff that I spoke to get back on site there as soon as practically possible.
Now, we know that a regional manager from Panstretchers did visit the city and was on site this morning early on. Are you aware of any plans by Panstretchers to get alternative premises and to re-establish themselves in the city?
Well, yes, their area manager has been on the phone to their head office. They are looking at alternative sites, and I know that the employees are due now to meet with Jim Roddy, the City Centre manager, this afternoon to see if there's potential relocation first and foremost, I think, in the City Centre. But if not, they do have premises elsewhere from the city, if that's at all feasible. But, I mean, my sense of it this morning is that the city are working very, very hard to try to get these staff relocated. And I suppose it's extremely difficult to wake up to that kind of news and to see that impact. And obviously a lot of the staff there were very upset this morning at what was witnessing just in front of their eyes. So I think we need to be mindful first and foremost. These are difficult times for the city. They're difficult times for individuals and for families. So we need to prioritise making sure that these staff aren't out of pocket and that they can be relocated in employment, even on a temporary basis, until we get the retail premises up and running again.